This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
Good morning, my friends. Good morning. Let's give everybody a few minutes to come into the chat, bro. Welcome to our first, this is going to be our first Twitter Spaces or X Spaces, whatever they call it now. If you have not already, make sure that you retweet and make sure that you send a link to a lot of people. Our last voice chat was on the Telegram directly. This time, I have lots of community recommendations to do it on Twitter so that people can share the link and people that are not in the group for fine can also come and tune in for today's voice chat. So I'm very excited to finally have our first Twitter Spaces. It's been a great day. It feels like a lifetime ago since I talked to you guys last time. We have been working nonstop in the background. We have been working nonstop on the front round. And you guys have too. I'm seeing that the community is getting more and more active every day. We can see more people raiding. We can see more people tweeting. And we are getting a lot of organic support from some of the bigger crypto Twitter influencers. We are starting to see Fine being mentioned more and more. And even seeing it to be Googled more and more. So we will be working on the search engine optimization and stuff so that we can slowly work our way up so that when anybody searches Fine, we are the first thing to show up. That is going to be huge. We want to own this word. Welcome, everybody. Okay, perfect. I was just making sure that everybody can hear me correctly. Today's voice chat is also going to have a couple questions and stuff, so I will let some of you speak later on after I'm done talking about stuff that I wanted to announce for everybody. And then we can finally have an interaction. So if you guys have questions and stuff like this, please raise your hand. So after I'm done talking, we can maybe, I can pick you, Habibi, and we could speak. I would love to give everybody the chance. I'm seeing a lot of big folks in here. Welcome, Obito. Welcome, Tiger. Welcome, Gem Hunter. Money Lord. Madman. Seeing a lot of bullish names in here, so welcome, everybody. Let's hop right into it right now. Who else has been glued to the chat? Who else has been glued to the chart all day today? The chart is looking amazing, but just as much as you are gluing your eyes to the chart, I want you to glue your fingers to the raiding. We need to raid every day. All right, guys, let's hop right into it. I think everybody has a fair chance to come into the chat. So since the last voice chat, we have gained almost 1,500 new holders. So the number of holders is increasing very steadily, very slowly, very fast sometimes. But it's increasing, and that is the most important thing. And we are getting hundreds of new holders every few hours. And 1,500 holders since the last voice chat, beautiful. You know, we are seeing a lot of new wallets coming in. And they are buying $200, $300. And they are going to forget about that token until they come back and look at it. You know, we are lucky to have this community that, you know, is coming and buying. And they are slowly adding to the floor because they are not here to flip it in one day. They are holding it. And a lot of them are, you know, just throwing in what they can so that they can join for the moon journey. So this is going to slowly, you know, help with the redistribution of the wallets. And since the last voice chat, a lot of the top 10 holders have also sold, which is really bullish for us. Because the sooner they sell, the smaller the wallets, right? Because this is how it works. It is very much difficult for somebody to come right now and purchase 1% of the supply. It's like $40,000, right? But in the early stages of a project, when the market cap is low, it is much easier for people to accumulate large supply. So we are doing everything strategically, right? We want everybody to sell, everybody to buy, and we want to just take everything, like I said last time, step by step. So luckily, we have been able to let a lot of the big holders out and replace by dozens and dozens of new holders. So this way, it is like less people that can affect the chart in the future. So during huge pumps and stuff like this, you know, one guy cannot simply affect the chart heavy. So that is one thing that we are really proud of. And if you take a look, if you are like a more technical guy, you can take a look at the redistribution of the wallets. And right now it's looking amazing. The first 50 holders, most of them have sold, and there is not many big wallets. We have just been consolidating for the past few days. And today alone, we jumped 2.5x, almost 3x from the bottom. You know, this just goes to show that the risk to reward ratio from here is really good, because we have a community that will strongly support the newfound floor. And after our last voice chat, you know, it's kind of funny, bro. A lot of you that were there, remember, I called exactly what the Pepe team was going to do. And they did exactly that. Now, everybody is picking their side. Pepe has dumped almost $40 million in market cap. And a lot of the whales are starting to slowly transfer their Pepe to find tokens. We saw that the number one Pepe holder also started to convert to Fine. And a lot of the top 100 wallets are starting to slowly buy up the accumulation for Fine coin instead of Pepe. Pepe is down about 45, 50 million, and we are up about 4, 5 million. So I'm hoping to see and expecting to see a lot more rotation into Fine. Now, a lot of you guys are asking the number one question about CoinMarketCap. CoinMarketCap is confirmed. There is no, like, we are not stressed about CoinMarketCap, right? We do not run CoinMarketCap. We've done everything on our end, and we are already in the queue for it to be listed. So it's just a matter of time. You know, everything happens as it is meant to happen. So in terms of CoinMarketCap, it's already being taken care of. And CoinGecko, it will come after CoinMarketCap, because we leverage the fact that we are posted on CoinMarketCap to have CoinGecko list us in a hurry. Now, yesterday was supposed to be listed on CMC, but they are having delays. They only list 2 to 3 projects yesterday. Normally, they list 10 to 15. So it could be any moment, you know. We will keep you guys updated on that. Trust me, we want to be on there as bad as you guys. But it's already confirmed. And I have a direct plug that work at CoinMarketCap. So I am not worried. We've already been approved. He loves the fundamentals of the project. And once we are on CoinMarketCap, we will consistently be trending over there as well. You know, we have everything sorted out for that. There is no problem. Now, on DexTools, we start to trend organically now, which is a really bullish sign. That means that we are the top 10 projects in the world right now. Congratulations, Fine community. You guys are doing amazing. Top 10 projects on the Ethereum network right now. So on the ERC network, we are consistently trending, and most of the time we are actually on the top 3. And we will ensure that we continue to trend day in and day out, and you guys are doing a great job at getting the score up as well. Now, another thing that I wanted to mention to everybody today is that we have locked in our first exchange. This exchange is usually charging close to $70,000, $80,000 to list. But as we explained to them how bullish this project is, they realized that they are allowed to list us with zero listing fees. This is going to bring thousands of new investor eyes onto the project. And it's also going to help like a lot of new and, you know, normie type of guys, regular crypto users, become more aware about the Fine coin. And not only will they become more aware about it, but now they can easily purchase using a, you know, without a swap channel like the Uniswap, Maestro, like a lot of these guys, they are not too good with these, you know, difficult, complicated, decentralized exchanges. They don't know what the liquidity pool is and stuff. They just want to transfer their ETH or their USDT into Fine, right? So once we are listed, it's going to start making a lot of people, it's a lot easier for them. So we are going to see our first exchange listing already confirmed in the next few days. Could be as soon as tonight, tomorrow, the next day, but it is already locked in. Now, which exchange is it? It does not matter because everything is being done strategically. You guys have seen already which exchanges that we have access to if you have been watching. So it is just like a snowball effect. You know, we are going to get on one at a time, and it's not something that we are worried about. You know, why did we not get listed 3 days ago? Because we were wanting for the community to get more, a little bit of formation, allowing more chats to get in, secure their entries and stuff like this. You know, everything we do is strategic. Like I said, 4 days ago. The weekend, the volume is a little slow and the market was dumping, etc. We take every single aspect into consideration. You know, we're taking every single small thing into consideration before making each move. Everything we do is going to be done in a way where we can maximize, you know, we can maximize how much of an effect it will have. I'm going to be answering some of your questions and taking you. So again, like I said before, request if you would like to have some questions. And then I will let the community have a chat afterwards with each other. But yes, man, like the exchanges are going to come. That is not a problem for us. Like we are well connected in that side of things. So we are not worried about the exchange. We are just trying to slowly work our way up from like the top 20, 30 exchange, then to the top 10, 15 exchange. And then ultimately, you know, our goal obviously is to end up on the top 3-4 exchanges like KuCoin, Bybit, stuff like that. And I'm not even going to mention the Monster, Binance, you know, but we have direct contact with all of them. But let's focus on one step at a time, right? It's very easy for us to reach out to these exchanges. We have direct plugs to all of them. It's just a matter of like meeting the liquidity requirements, holder counts. And it's not really a question of if we will get listed. It's more of a question of when we will meet the market cap, you know, the liquidity pool requirements, the holder requirements and stuff of that nature, right? So, like I said, bro, everything that we are doing is calculated. We could have been listed on CX, but we are just waiting, you know, for everything, for the dust to settle, for the floor to form, the jeets to get out. You know, I am one of these guys, this dev, that really place importance on not letting all your eggs out in one time. You have to put one egg per morning, you know, one egg a day. So things are going to start moving, you know, much faster in terms of like mass adoption. And there are certain things in the pipeline that I cannot name right now by name. But as you guys know, we have spent like a fuck ton of the Ethereum in the marketing wallet for a lot of these things that are coming up. Now, I have lots of experience on what works and what does not work. So the funds that I am spending, it's as if they are like 5x. So if I have 200,000 to spend, it's like I have 1 million because I don't have to waste funds, you know, trying and experimenting because I've already done that. So the funds that we are using are going to be very effective. We spent about 50... sorry, excuse me. We spent like $40,000-$50,000 on some stuff that we have upcoming. And that stuff is going to be very effective in literally bringing million of eyes, like bringing like million of eyes onto the project. And not only that, but not millions of random eyes, but millions of the right eyes, like the guys who are going to invest. We have access to like lists of people that are, you know, very much interested. So it's like the most specific targeted marketing we could do that we are going to be rolling out. And you guys will learn more about it as it rolls out. But yeah, we have 24/7 trending right now on ETH trending, and that will continue. And the DEX tools trending will continue for a couple more weeks straight. You know, a lot of projects are usually paying $3,000-$4,000 per day in order to keep themselves trending. We have also started AvDEX trending, and we are going to also be working on trending on about 30 to 40 different websites, like Chinese token supply websites. And a bunch of small little, you know, coin websites that you may not even know about, but they have loyal fan base, user base. We are going to touch every corner, you know, every single corner that we need to get into. We are rapidly increasing also our presence on Reddit and 4chan. So you will be seeing a lot of fine, you know, posts and subreddits and stuff like trending number one. We have that covered. We have the best guys in the space for Reddit and for 4chan as well. the MetaMask price update will be updated very soon so that you can see your wallet balance, or directly it will be reflected on your MetaMask. And then in terms of China, this is fine. The meme is very big in China. So we are allocating like 20,000-30,000 budget towards Chinese marketing. Lots of organic traffic already is coming in the Chinese Twitter. And the volume always picking up when China waking up as a daily pattern, if you look at the chart and the time. So once we focus on catering the content and pushing to the Chinese audience, we're expecting to grow like the Chinese audience as large as our English audience already is. So we are also hiring some Chinese mod so that we can have a community for them to enter and, you know, still discuss with each other. And from there, we can branch into smaller divisions like, you know, for example, Europe, followed by others. And when it comes to more types of partnerships, like which type of influencers we are going to be working with, we will keep that like, let's say like this, sometime less is more. So we will be keeping that, you know, as you can see, one by one, it will come out and you will see for yourself. So a lot of the time, these influencers, they don't want us to speak on what we are having coming up. So just stay tuned and you will see everything we have planned. Now, I really want the community to be able to hop on here and start speaking to one another. Again, like I said, there's only about 10 people requesting to join. So if you want to speak, please go ahead and raise your hands. I will be accepting a lot of you so you can, you know, speak to each other and also speak to me.
Hey, can you hear me?
You guys hear me?
Yes, guys, I've just started to accept some of you. We have 400 listeners in here. Let's definitely get a bunch of people on the stage so we can have a conversation to start flowing. How is everybody? I just gave a bunch of you exception to start speaking in here.
Awesome. I'm currently driving at the moment, so just mind the noise. I did have one
no
question.
Problem.
I did have one question, and hopefully, you know, it's something you guys are thinking about. Have you ever considered making a mini DEX that allows Pepe holders just to transfer straight over to Fine?
Exactly. So that's actually something like, it's very funny, you know, to have that. And we noticed that like lots of the volume is coming from Pepe holder, of course, right? So we are working actually for a direct swap on that, whether it is like a standalone swapper that you can directly swap your Pepe to Fine, or whether it is just like a liquidity pool for you to use.
Yeah, no, that's fucking awesome, man. I'm bullish as fuck, boys. This dev knows his shit. I'm muting myself, but fucking get in now or forever hold your peace.
Thanks for hopping in, bro.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, bro. How are you? Welcome.
I'm fine. I just want to say great work with how you are handling everything. I have one question. Are you going to post like a medium with the backstory? I think a lot of people are waiting for that to get some more information. Why you started this? What's the backstory and stuff?
Yes, we are actually having our copywriters right now writing up not just the medium article and interacting with me to get like more details and stuff. You know, they have better English than me, so we are just working together to get the story across in the best way possible for the masses to read, because once it is published, you know, I am sure we are going to get like millions of views on it. So we are just perfecting it, and then not only that, but once that is written, we will have it listed on like CoinDesk and, you know, different like platforms like Binance Feed and all those different like news articles. Like right now we have direct contact with a couple publishers who can get us on like 300-400 articles on like small crypto websites, right? So once we have our copywriting finished, you will see a big blast of information like being written into article form, and it will be shared across everywhere. And, you know, each of them, if 1,000 people see that each time, then it's going to add up really fast, you know. So I know that this is not your regular project. It's not just simple as meme, you know, although I would like to focus on like the meme and what we stand for. We do know and we are aware that like a lot of people do have the questions about the backstory And it is kind of difficult for some people to, you know, figure out everything without hopping into the community and asking them. So we are going to be publishing a lot of articles, sharing them, pinning them for you guys. And right now it's like, okay, there's a fuck ton of guys who know exactly what's going on. They know the backstory, but that is only because they have been in the Telegram for like a week now, right? And following along with all the updates. And there was a lot of drama last time we had the voice chat. If you guys remember, I called them out. Like I say, after this, Pepe is going to tweet right away. And what did they do, right? Because I know those guys and how they operate. So a lot of people are confused because, you know, they are not understanding how, okay, we are, the Telegram is one thing, the Twitter is saying one thing. So what is going on, right? And so because of that, there is mass confusion. And we do understand that clearing that confusion is going to really help us fly and really help like a lot of people who are not skeptical, but lost. You know, they're a little lost because it has such an intricate backstory. And that is why I said like last time, like this could be a Netflix documentary in the one day, right? But obviously we are not making documentary right now. So in the meantime, yes, Medium articles are coming. And this will help a lot of people who are coming in and, you know, figuring out about Fine for the first time to really sit down and, you know, read from a trusted source what the background story is, why we created Fine, what is the link to everything and stuff of that nature. You know, who is on the team, why we did everything we did, what we have done, what our plans are, what we stand for. You know, everything will be put directly into detail. So thank you for asking that. We are actually excited to get those articles going out. You know, it's a very good exposure. So not only Medium, but working with a lot of platforms. Like, give me one moment. I can actually tell you a couple of the articles that we are working on. In the meantime, like, I have a bunch of you other guys unmuted. If you have any more questions, I'm here while I look for that.
Actually, I had one more question.
Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
I was going to say, is there a reason why the Pepe Telegram, the shilling for Fine, is so subtle? Like, there's no real links to Fine yet on the Pepe Telegram.
Well, we still have respect for like the Pepe holders, you know, like at the end of the day, okay. Like those guys are waiting for their bags to pump and stuff. And what we have done, like I've made everybody aware, like the team has like $20-30 million in Pepe still right now, like they are holding. And like it is not surprising to us if they sell those tokens on the community, right? And because they have been promising to burn those tokens for like months. But I know these guys and they're not going to burn it. And if they do, it's only because like we corner them and we pressure them into burning it, right? But otherwise, like they are liars over and over again. Like in the beginning, you know, even when I was on day one, I tell them, let's burn the 7% and we are going to fucking fly. And they say, no, let's keep it right now. Like we can sell it one day and stuff. And like it's always from the beginning made me very uncomfortable, right? But then okay. They're not going to do it, but they prove that they don't give a fuck, right? With the $20 million multi-signature wallet sell. So we are giving everybody in Pepe like a fair chance to make their own decision, you know, use their prior knowledge on like what the team that...
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.
...is still there, is doing for the project, which is literally nothing. And also the only thing that they are doing is selling tokens that they promised they would never touch. Literally, like never touch. So yeah, like we don't want to go in the Pepe chat and like, even though we have full control, like I hope that shows a little bit for us as well. Like we don't want to fuck them, you know, like I understand ever since Fine launched, Pepe has dumped about $80 million in market cap because lots of people like they are waking up and they are seeing what is going on, you know, and they are understanding, unfortunately, like that the rest of the team that's still involved in holding a shit ton of tokens due to their immoral action doesn't give a fuck about their own community. So that's what's fucked up, right? And that's why like a lot of them are moving over to Fine, but we still want them to have like a chat for them to communicate in. And to come make an educated decision in, you know, like we don't want to just spin a message, shut the chat down and be like, okay, everybody sell your Pepe and go to Fine. You know, we are never telling anybody. Yeah, we don't tell anybody what to do. Like it is their own decision. If they want to keep holding it, like that is good for them. You know, like if they want to fade Fine, that is fine. You know, like we are just doing our thing. Like we are not trying to like fuck anybody else's investment over.
You're a humble man. Guys, take note. Like, you know what? He's a better guy than fucking 90% of us. Because honestly, if that was me, I would have had the fucking thing, everyone going to Fine. But it goes to show, he's a better man.
Yeah, man, like, if we shut down the Telegram for Pepe and make, like, a direct swap, like your last question said, where, okay, you can now swap your Pepe for fine, like, I'm sure we would fly straight to, like, 30, 40 million right now. But we have respect, you know, and we want to do everything ethically. So we are not worried about, like, just doing anything we have to do. Like, we will just let this play out as it's meant to be played out, you know. Fine has the faith. The project has its destiny. And it will get to its place where it needs to be without having to do stuff like that, you know?
I love it. We have ethics. Good work, mate. Keep it up.
Like, what we stand for is that, like, we are literally working for, like, devs to come and have ethics one more time, Habibi. You know, like, the devs have lost their ethics over the time because everything is anonymous and stuff like that. But we want to show, like, you could still work hard and be good people and still win. You know,
that's
like,
my man.
This is why we are in.
I love it. Good work, man. Keep it up.
Thank you, boss. Appreciate you, bro. Thank you for recognizing. You know, they say real recognize real. So
that's exactly right, man. No, I see it.
Right, okay, but listen, man, like, fine is fine. Pepe is Pepe. So I'm going to let everybody right now, like, unmuted. I see over, like, 60 requests right now. So let's get the community chatting. There we go. Dorado, Wolfie, Harsh, you've all been accepted. Welcome to the stage.
Hello. Thanks for bringing me up. Can you hear me?
Yes, boss. We can hear you.
Crypto Coco here. Yeah, I'm gonna be supporting you guys from now on. I have never heard from you or worked with you before, but from hearing you speak and how organized and how thorough you are, you don't leave a lot of stones unturned. So I'm very impressed by, especially this last spaces here right now. Makes me very excited for the future of this, and this is. Once everything gets set in place, this will be two true decentralization token, meme token, which is great what the space needs. And yeah, it's I like how you said about showing ethics back into the devs, like how they can do it through ethics. Good to hear all that. And yeah, cheers. And I want to say one more thing to the community too. When you're on Twitter, you can search hashtag fine, $fine. And go and interact, like, throughout your day when you got spare time. You know, don't just interact with the tweets in the Telegram. It's good to go to Twitter and search for tweets to interact with, too. If you get everybody doing that, that helps with the algorithm, and it'll really get us rolling. And make sure we're up, thumbs up in that Dex Tools all the time and all those things, you know? That's all I got to say.
Thank you so much, bro. Like, you are helping, you know, with these kind words to increase the sentiment of all of us, like, puts me in a very good mood to hear these type of things. You know, you are like a hard-working bag holder. It doesn't take long, like, while you are on the toilet to pull up the hashtag fine and just drop some likes for the community. You know, a lot of these guys are hard-working and they are trying to build up their, you know, accounts for the crypto. So dropping likes for them also motivates them to keep on posting more, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, oh yeah, one more question. Is you say we, like, how many people are helping you? Like, I mean, you got a lot of things turning at once. Is there a couple of you or?
Bro, like, we have people dedicated for everything, you know?
Yeah.
We have literally every angle covered, bro. Like, exchanges are lining up to list us. So I have full-time guy, like, taking care of those things, you know. Okay. For Chinese marketing, we have, like, a specialist. For TikTok, specialist. You feel me? So, like, it's a big team.
Okay, right on, man. Right on. Blast. Well, I'm here for the future. If you need anything, holler at me. The Crypto Coco, bro.
Thank you, Mr. Crypto Coco, bro. Everybody remember his words.
No, it's such a nice guy.
Now, we are trending really number one right now.
It's really up.
Trending number one again on Dex Tools. Sorry to cut you off, bro. What were you saying?
No, I said, you know, the Crypto Coco sounds like a really helpful guy. You know, what a chat.
Yeah, man. Real genuine guy.
Yeah, man. Dev's working his butt off. He's got a fucking killer team. We can do our part and make this thing go fucking astronomical, dude. He is doing everything correctly. He's learned from previous mistakes. Holy shit, guys. We are sitting on a fucking gold mine, dude. I can't believe this shit. All we got to do is just fucking go ham on Twitter, like Reddits, do TikToks ourselves, and support the project and just be active. And it's like everything else is being taken care of, man. Like, how often do you get into a project where all the shit's fucking lined up, where like everything that he said, dude, like all it's fucking amazing, dude. It's unbelievable. Like, how can you not be pumped about? I have not been pumped this pumped for so long about a project. I'm sorry, but yeah, we just got to do our part.
Me as well, bro. Like, we have something very special here at our hands, you know, and even though I am the developer, like, I am just as excited to be a part of you guys, you know, as you are. Because, like, this, none of this would exist without lots of faith and destiny in the plan, because we have such super chads, bro. It is insane, bro. Like, we have almost $50 million volume in the first couple days, and our real push has not even begun, you know. So it's amazing. It really shows how many people, like, coincide with what we are pushing. The meme itself is also great. Like, the other day, it was very funny. Like, Ethereum dipped almost $100, and everyone is like, we are fine, we are fine. Like, it is a very memeable thing, you know. And also, after the last voice chat, we had the Dogecoin founder tweet out the meme, you know. Like, what a coincidence. Is it a coincidence, though? That is what you have to ask yourself, you know. Like, after years and years of not tweeting that meme, like, we get that meme up one day after we are here. So just expect big names to hop on board. And this meme, like, it kind of speaks for itself. You know, when people see it, they see the smile on the dog's face and they see the situation that he is in. Like, we all find ourselves in that type of situation all the time, especially as crypto traders. You know, people that do not trade crypto ask us, like, how do you handle, bro? Like, I would have heart attack with the price movement in crypto, especially with the small market cap coins, you know, with the meme coin and stuff like this. So the This Is Fine is literally like a poster child for all of us.
Oh yeah, it's all coming together.
Yeah, bro, like, it's nothing like we were ever worried about from the start. Like, we are not here to rush anything, you know, even though everything is coming naturally into our hands. Like, we're just here to build staircase to heaven. And you guys are all, like, helping build the staircase. Like, this is like building, like, a big Golden Gate bridge. You know, we take our time with it. We make sure it is secure. If there is any defects, we let it out, we fix it, and we keep moving forward. You know, so, again, I know a lot of you guys are not really, like, technical guys, but go to the Telegram, join the Telegram. The link is in our bio. And then go and simply take a look at the pinned messages. I want you to read everything one by one. Take your time and ask yourself a ton of questions, you know. And if you have any unanswered questions, feel free to ask in the community. Like, we have one of the most bullish communities in the space that I have seen in, like, many, many years, literally. Like, we have almost 4,000 people in this Twitter space right now, and it was only scheduled, like, 24 hours ago. So it's very, very bullish. You know, we're excited for the next Twitter space, like 5,000, 10,000 people. And it's only going to get bigger. You know, the mass adoption is coming more easily than you think.
Bro, I was here at 200K. I'll be here at 2 fucking billion.
Exactly, bro. We have everything it takes.
I just want you guys to remember, man, this dev had access to $5 million of liquidity before the contract was even renounced. You know, if he wanted to fucking rug pull and take the money, he could have done it ages ago, but it just shows the ethics. And he has access to the Pepe Telegram. Like, you just need to really let that sink in of the amount of money he has access to that he, because of his fucking morals, because of his ethics, he hasn't touched. All right? That's fucking rare in the cryptocurrency sphere. Some cunt's beeping me, so just give me 1 second. Fuck yourself. Anyway, just remember that, boys. Like, it's fucking rare to have a dev like that, all right? So you just really need to let that sink in.
Yes, bro, like I said, like, a lot of devs, like, we have an unannounced contract in the beginning for the first hour, like, $4 million market cap. But, you know, that was not even a thought in our mind to do something malicious. Like, we are here for the long term, you know. And the marketing wallet is being spent day in and day out. And once that is gone, I will be using also, like, multiple six figures of profits from, like, other communities, like, you know, made some money from Pepe and stuff that I will also be putting, like, my personal funds into this. Like, we have a mission that we are going to achieve. So nothing can stop us from that end, you know. 7,000 people in this spaces right now. Like, I cannot name another project that had this much volume in their Twitter space. It is more important to have, like, more people than to have volume. Like, we could have $10 million volume today, and I could care less. But what is more exciting for me is 10,000 people in the Twitter space. Shows how much people are watching, you know. And it's not a question of if, but a question of when. Like, when these things start coming out and they start seeing, like, they are ready to ape in, right? Everybody wants to secure their perfect entry. people invest differently. Some people like to invest when we are flying, right? They like to invest at the top of the green candle, which is good for them. Some people, like the people from yesterday, like to invest during the dips. Look at everyone who bought the dip yesterday. They are up like 3x right now, so or like 2.7, 2.8x. So it's like everybody just trade how you want to trade and just join us for the ride, because this is literally week number one. Still week number one. Yeah, again, I slept one time since this project launched. It feels like it has launched like 2-3 months ago for me. But I have to always remind myself, like, this is still newborn baby. You know, this is like day, exactly day right. five.
That's right. And remember, guys, this is just going to multiply from here. You know, you have 1,000 people, 2,000, then 4,000, then 8,000. And before you know it, there's 16,000, 24, 30. It fucking just multiplies. You know what I mean? And it just goes quicker and quicker once word goes out. And as you said, it's early as fuck. And same with marketing. Once it goes out, it's like the tide. It goes out slowly, and then it all just fucking comes rushing in. So fucking get in ASAP and hold, chill, and just know, like, you got a fucking dev that knows his shit.
Hey, guys, can you listen to me?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, I got no questions for the dev. The dev is OG. I would like to just thank the dev for creating such a wonderful project and being so honest. It's been a while. I've even seen anybody this honest and being so genuine and transparent with the team. I'm so happy to be here, and just hold your bags and chill hard. We can do this, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, bro. Okay, guys, we are going to start wrapping it up now. But from now on, like, we are going to have all our voice chats and AMAs on Twitter or X or whatever they have us calling it nowadays, because this is a much better way to reach a lot of people. I want to ask everybody in here, all 5,000 of you, if you want to be a part of history and witness something special, make sure that you follow the Twitter page right here. Click my username, my profile, and drop a follow. If you have Telegram and want to be even more involved, then definitely go join the Telegram. Okay, let's take like one or two more people to have to, you know, you can come state your opinion. You can come voice what you need to say for the community. And then we will wrap it up and get back to work. Keep an eye out, you know, keep your post notifications on. We have lots of bullish announcements coming soon. And again, like I said, like some stuff that we spent a fuck ton on, like $50,000-$60,000 that we cannot even name right now. But that stuff is the secret sauce. A lot of you have been asking, like, where is the secret sauce? Like, the secret sauce, it needs to be prepared. That's why it is secret, right? So it's all rolling out, looking amazing, looking right on track. Let's have a couple more people voice their opinions before we wrap it up and say goodbye for today.
I hope I can just jump in. So thanks for having me. And I just want to express real quick what I think. I'm really impressed from what I'm seeing here. And I joined pretty early in the project. And to be honest, I joined like, okay, there's the next... the next meta pepper narrative, okay, let me go in. But I noticed very quickly that there is something more going on. And then clearly I saw the rumors about you, you know, Lord, and that got me really excited. And clearly, you know, I do always my research, whatever, and communicate with other people. And I just want to express one thing. And I did a tweet about that too. Yes, I support other pepper metas, whatever. But here's one thing everybody has to ask himself too. All the CEXs, and especially let's talk a big giant Binance, right? And I have big hope and that we can make it there if everything works out properly. How many other peppers they will list? And this is what I liked about this project. It came up with a fine. Everything is fine. It has a different ticker. It has a different meme. And obviously, you know, like having Lord as a dev, I mean, this is huge. And to be honest, for me, I bought the rumor. I didn't sell the news when really then in the VC it came out that it's actually true. And that's something we need. And then seeing, okay, the liquidity is burned. Whatever is going on, it's like checking the wallets. I'm a very skeptical person. Everything is just super clean. And I really support it, but I have one question, Lord, if you allow me that. I still see on Twitter, I still see on Telegram, whatever. Oh, is that really the real guy? Is that, I know, because I was in old chats. I know, but clearly when I tell people, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, bro, you're chilling your own bags, the typical, you know, BS. But how we make the majority of people, because clearly, we see rug pulls every day now. I mean, look at the last 7 days, what happens with a lot of projects. How, or what's the plan to bring it out to the people who still are in doubt that this is all real? How to prove them, hey, guys, this is real. I'm the Pepper guy. I know that, right? I repeat myself. But for the majority of the community, there's people are so much in fear and skeptical. So how are we going to prove them right, and what can the community do, you know, to really support that and undermine, you know, what is really going on? So I hope that's an okay question. Again, no doubt.
Yes, that's a perfect question, bro. First off, I want to thank you for, you know, mentioning the importance of like doing your own research, checking the blockchain, you know, looking at the wallet distribution, seeing if it is healthy. You know, checking out the fact that the liquidity is burnt, the team supply is burnt. Like, those are all important aspects. And that brings me to my answer for your next question. We are not so much focused on, you know, proving to everybody who is skeptical of who we are, more so of what we are going to do. You know, if we focus more so on just delivering, then we will reach where we want to reach. It's about, like, I forget, I posted earlier today, like a 39x. But ever since then, we went up like 2 million in market cap. It's like a 36x for us to flip Pepe. You know, so we are not worried about proving to the skeptics. Like, there will always be skeptics. Like, if we hit 10 billion market cap, there will still be skeptics. So we aren't here to waste our energy in the wrong things, right? Instead, what we will do is focus on delivering for the holders that we do have, right? There was 6,000, 7,000 people in this voice chat today. We have 3,700 holders. I'm more worried to focus and prove to you guys where we are going, let alone the guys who are not on board. You know, let everybody make their own decision, and that's it. We will worry about making our holders happy, making our community happy. And that is what we are mostly concerned about, you know, not about winning over the people who are going to be haters. We need to direct our focus towards the right places, right? But like I said, when there is more Medium articles and more CoinDesk and Binance feed and stuff like this, then it will put all the information into like more easily adjustable, like, you know, for people to digest more easily. They can see all the information on their own time on one phone screen, you know, like just scroll down, read like a 5-minute article, and then they can make their own decision, right? That's why we say Dior, like do your own research and then make your own decision. We are not like trying to confirm like with anybody, like begging them, like, please come and listen and buy our project. Like, no, here's our information. Here's our story. And then you can monitor us, you know, for everybody who is in here but not invested in the project. Just come monitor, like come look at what we do, take our actions, and then make your own decision. But very great question, bro. I appreciate you for hopping in. Really good questions, guys. Like, very good questions. You know, it's very nice to see, like, everybody's brain is churning and everybody has lots of, like, ideas coming. And also, guys, do not be hesitation to, like, give us ideas, you know, in the Telegram chat. We take everything into consideration. Like, today's voice chat was supposed to be on Telegram, but a lot of people requested for it to be on Twitter instead. And so we listened to them and we did that. And look at what happened. You know, it worked out great. So I'm a strong believer of, like, 5,000 mind are better than 10 mind. So, you know, other than the team, like the community, you guys are the team as well, right? You have to remember this is like a 0-0 tax and 0 team supply, etc. type of project. So this is like the community, you know, you are all the devs. Like, I am not fine. We are all fine. You know, this is fine. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I appreciate everybody for joining. Make sure you hop in the Telegram. We have big news dropping in this entire week. And we will keep everybody lit, everybody updated, and We will see you at the next Telegram voice chat or the next Space voice chat. Now, after this, I am going to open a Telegram voice chat for you guys to communicate. I will get back to work and start making my calls and, you know, preparing everything for the week ahead. And I want the community to, you know, meet each other, you know, make connection and talk to each other. So there will be a couple mod in there monitoring the chat. So if you can head over there, if you would have some more free time. If not, thank you everybody for joining today on this fine, beautiful morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are. I appreciate you all and I see you soon, Habibi. Like we said, Honda Civic for all.
Thank you, sir.
See you, yes, mate.
Thank you, boss. Awesome.
All is fine, Ron.
All is fine, guys. All is fine. On the red days, this is fine. On the big days, this is fine. If you take some profits, it's fine. You know, whatever you do, it's fine.
It only takes about 10 to 20 people working hard to trend on Twitter. Everybody in this fucking room was liking and retweeting shit. We would be trending on Twitter.
Yes, bro.
No, like, problem.
Every single day, the community is getting like more active, you know, like now I see when people are sharing their tweet in the chat, it's getting like way more likes than it was getting before. So it's just going to get bigger and bigger, like stronger and stronger. You know, like the last voice chat had 500 people. Today we had 8,000 people, right? I don't even want to imagine how many came and left, but 8,000 at like one time at the all-time peak for this chat. So probably like 20, 30,000 people just heard, you know, this voice chat right here. And a lot of them are like just waiting on the sideline, like watching and stuff. So yeah, man, we will see you guys next time, bro. Thanks everybody for joining. Peace out.
This space was downloaded via spacesdown.com. Visit to download your spaces today.